But I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I thought that it'd be easy, but it's not. Yeah, I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I've got everything I need except the facts.
Hello, fabulous. It is day 19 of NaNoWriMo. If you haven't quit yet, you're not allowed to. You didn't know that was a little bit in the contract you signed. Did you? You didn't read it. No one ever reads the terms and conditions. You also signed away your firstborn. But more upsetting, you can't quit now. They'll come to your house and kick you in the shins. My name is Emil Murr. I give terrible writing advice during the month of November. Don't listen to anything I have to say. But listen to what I have to say, because Sybil Rose asked, having decided to pants NaNo again this year, how do I answer all the questions my character is asking when I don't know where the story is going? Should I write 50,000 words of questions to be answered in the subsequent sequel? Now, see, I was going to say, I think 2 days ago I was talking about breaking the fourth wall and just talking to the reader about how you're having trouble. I think you should become the narrator and answer your character's questions. I think the narrator should interrupt important conversations. I think the whole book should be about the narrator. Till suddenly your fantasy just turned into a memoir. Sorry. But you mentioned writing 50,000 words of questions and answering that in the sequel, and actually, I think that's pretty clever. I like it. So yeah, I will endorse that. Let's plan out the sequels now, because writing the current book is pretty boring. So plan out the sequels to be the answers to the questions your characters are asking, which is great because you don't have to answer them now, and it'll be a lot easier to write if it's just questions. Who am I? Why am I here? Why isn't the laundry done? All these things. Planning out the next book. Those are two very good ways to get your word count in today. At the end of day 19, you should have 31,666 words. And remember, those NaNoWriMo police are coming. So, I'd get to work.
Who decided to have Thanksgiving this time of year?
Thanks for listening to our daily NaNoWriMo Patreon-only podcast. I'm Mer Lafferty, merverse.com, and this music is by permission of John Anelio. You can find out more about him at johnanelio.com, A-N-E-A-L-I-O. Thanks for your support. Excuse me, miss. Yes, you found me. Congrats. You know, when I'm at my desk working and she knows I'm up here, she doesn't care. She dozes downstairs all day. But I come into the guest room and close the door. And she's like, whoa, where are you? Where are you? Found you. Cool. And now she's dozing on the floor. And I have to get up and close the door. Behind the scenes, y'all. That's what you're paying for.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.